These are your latest Newcastle headlines, and owner Mike Ashley will stand by the Magpies even if they are relegated because he is wedded to the club. The Sports Direct chief faces the prospect of seeing the Magpies slip out of the Premier League for the second time in his 9-year stint as owner if they cannot turn their season around over the final 8 games. But Ashley, who this month sanctioned the appointment of former Real Madrid boss Rafael Benitez in place of the sacked Steve McClaren, insisted he's going nowhere should the worst happen. Well, asked if he would stick with the club even in the event of relegation, Ashley said, "Yes, I think I've got no choice. I'm wedded to Newcastle like Sports Direct. They've got me and I've got them, and that is just the way it is." Well, Newcastle, who battled back to a 1-1 derby draw with Sunderland on Sunday, find themselves in desperate trouble at the foot of the table, despite Ashley following through on his promise to invest in the squad with a total spend of more than £82 million during the last two transfer windows. They currently sit in 19th place and 3 points adrift of safety, and their trip to fellow strugglers Norwich after the international break could go a long way to deciding their fate. Meanwhile, striker Alexander Mitrovic has been speaking out and has apologised to the Newcastle doctor after he tried to return to the pitch after suffering a head injury against Sunderland. The 21-year-old was knocked unconscious minutes after scoring the Magpies' equaliser in the 1-1 derby draw and had to be physically restrained by Dr. Paul Catterson as he tried to get back onto the pitch. Well, Mitrovic said, "I didn't know what the procedure was. I didn't know the rules. I apologised to the doctor after the game because I knew I had to come off after being knocked unconscious for a few seconds. I've been through the examinations and my head is fine."